Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
Good morning to you, Penelope Noir.
Good morning.
You've asked if Johnny can be copied into this conversation as well. Johnny, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hang on, this mic is a bit funny. Morning.
Funny mic.
Morning.
Good job. All right, now Penny, what's our topic du jour?
I thought that we could talk about festival fashion since that we've got so many festivals coming up over the summer. And, you know, I like to pre-plan.
Yeah, I was bemoaning to Johnny earlier on about just how much time it's spent me to fill in my calendar. First world problem. the other day about so many gigs coming up. So many gigs. It's going to be an enthusiastic, sweaty summer.
I love that though. Like when I used to work here full time, I used to be so excited about everything coming up and just like, oh my God. And I remember the year that The Cure
I remember when you did used to work here full time, and I remember walking past one time and you were going, oh my God.
I remember that. I always do that.
I remember those times, yeah.
Yeah, and just there was one week where there was something called Every Night, and I was like, yeah, got sick because I just wanted to do everything. Which
you got sick,
not good.
Sick with a delirium of excitement.
Yeah, and then I couldn't go.
So we're talking, should we talk gigs or should we talk festivals? Let's talk festivals. It's the season, isn't it?
It is indeed.
To be jolly. Do we have a current festival fashion? Or shall we work back? Shall we go back to
in the good old days
or something?
Well, I guess we do have a kind of festive vibes kind of thing going on, which is the cut off shorts and the
Let's go back further to what we know, utilising photography and stuff in the past. Basically, there was Nambassa. It was just everyone's just sort of in the nude.
Yeah.
And a lot of pubic hair, probably, I imagine. And a relaxed attitude.
Yeah.
Obviously. So then Sweetwater's probably a more hippie, druggy.
Yeah. Long hair.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just
still
going,
here.
I'm just going by the photos, you know.
Yeah.
And then the odd sort of mountain rock, which we push played that years ago. Different.
Oh, what was mountain rock?
Oh, just Bogans.
Yeah.
but it was you know,
leather.
Palmerston North Bogans, sort of yep. That area, you know. So it was. Yeah.
Was that like leather in the hot sun?
It wasn't leather. Yeah. There was one that got a little bit gangified.
Yeah.
That would have been leather in the hot sun, but way in the hot sun was. Does that all about? but then we really started to roll out the festivals, which is the I guess big day out, isn't it?
Yeah, and I guess that was always my favourite for festival fashion because I think with so many people used to dress in their tribes, and it was pretty amazing. Like if you were in the pink tutu tribe, you knew where your mates were.
You mean today that might happen, say at the Sevens,
yes.
Or the rugby league.
But it was so much better. Well, I mean, I've never been to a Sevens game or whatever, but I don't know. I just used to love, you know, because the big day out.
It's not because you just thought the idea of standing next to like five smashed out of their head SpongeBob SquarePants for 10 hours seemed like maybe not that cool a fun day.
Not watching sport.
Yeah, they don't watch the sport.
Oh, no, they just drink, don't they?
Yeah. But, I can remember a big day out where people are like, hey, look, there's four guys as construction workers. They could have been construction workers.
Yeah.
Back in the days when hi-vis was still like a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And just, I remember going to the one where it rained and I just coloured my hair bright red the night before.
So you would have looked like you'd just been assaulted
or something.
I was a
tomato, yeah.
And was that the big muddy Rage Against the Machine one?
Yeah. That was the one where everyone
friend
was like
and I took
pulling
a, we took
the
a yellow
off.
Swiss ball to that one.
Oh, a yellow Swiss ball.
Yeah, to chuck around, we thought it'd be fun, and then someone took off with it and we thought, oh, it's just a hassle.
Who would have thought? That was the only big day out they let you have pass outs in the end day, and people were allowed to go and get changed and stuff.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember that. Yeah.
I have a friend that like bought like five different T-shirts because every time it rained he put a new T-shirt on, and then it rained again. Yeah, but I don't know. I wore chiffon and it dried really quickly, which was quite handy.
I love the way you remember that though. That's awesome.
Well,
Johnny, you're
like,
very quiet. Did you ever worn chiffon to a festival?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
What's your preferred? I mean, do you
my get up?
Are you like my brother? You sort of.
I think
you dress like you're going on a safari or something like that.
A good pair of sunglasses is key. You make a big statement with the sunglasses you're wearing.
Hello.
Yeah, I just saw those. They're
Mike
pretty awesome.
And his 1980s skier sunnies. Also, sneakers. I'd definitely wear a pair of chucks or something like that. Rather than, I know a lot of people get lured into wearing jandals, but as soon as it gets dark,
slippery, or if there's a little bit of rain, and so often there's a bit of precipitation over the Mount Smart volcanic cone there. Oftentimes, all it takes is one slippery jandal to blow it out, and then see you later. You've got one jandal, no point. No jandals, bare feet, big day out. Ooh, yuck, ooh, yuck, ooh, yuck, ooh, yuck.
Or you could do what I did and go to a laneway wearing heels 1 year and then go, oh, God, why'd I do this? I'll just buy some docks.
At laneway? Were people selling docks at laneway?
Yeah.
Were they?
They didn't work well either. Yeah.
That would have been a warm foot.
Oh, my God.
It?
Well, docks are actually, what I normally wear to a festival because I find them really comfortable and I don't get overheated feet. But blisters hurt.
I was going to say, docks without socks.
Yeah. Yeah, so it wasn't very good. I didn't have my brain on that day either.
And of course, I was always a big fan of the big day out of the t-shirt slogan.
Oh yes.
And I was just recounting. I've spoken about this on the radio before, and she still listens to BFM. Who knows? But there was one of my favourite t-shirts I've ever seen, and I've seen some great t-shirts of the big day out. And people don't get slogans on t-shirts anymore. It's not the thing, you know. But a couple of years ago, 10, 15, 20, 500 million years ago, there was a girl standing there, beautiful girl, looked bored out of her mind, standing in queue for the toilets, just want to go home, but it sort of was at that time when no one's going home because all the big bands were about to really kick off, and she's standing there bored, and her t-shirt just said, hats off to me. And I thought, yeah, hats off to you, actually. You know, but my favourite ever thing I've ever seen Big Day Out was when Iggy and the Stooges were playing. And I remember doing the breakfast show and just watching people filter in, sort of into that upper part of the stand. And there's a guy, him obviously with a friend, or maybe, but a guy walking the other guy around on the dog lead. And the guy on the dog lead just had no shirt on, just had written on his chest, I want to be your dog. And they just all day long. He was walking his friend around on the lead all day long.
Yeah.
I thought, that's good. Two good gentlemen friends there, having a good time, enjoying the Stooges and keeping on task the whole day, you know. It's hard to keep on task at the big day. You can wander.
Yeah, Slipknot fans.
I don't know about this. A friend of mine, I know someone once who accidentally took some LSD and wandered around the corner into Slipknot and didn't even know there was a band called Slipknot. He didn't know anything about them, and I think it scarred him forever.
Yep.
Forever. he had a haunted look in his eyes after that. What is a Slipknot fan, I guess? How do you identify a Slipknot fan?
For some reason, I've just got a gimp mask with dreads on the top in my mind, but I can't completely remember. But I just
think
knew.
That's an interesting default, isn't it? Interesting default, a gimp mask with dreads on the top.
But they did. They wore masks and lots of makeup, and yeah.
Who hasn't? You know.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd wear a mask to a festy.
Yes, well, any sort of mask you've got sweating on the inside, but you know, can be good fun a mask.
I guess with a festival, a part of the fun is meeting new people and some of those conversations that you have. But if you're wearing a mask, you're not really inviting conversation with people, are you?
Not necessarily, but oftentimes it does preempt the fact that maybe you may not be capable at the time of conversing. Anything? If you've got any memories of festival fashion, or perhaps maybe you'd like to try and describe the current fashion of the day. Like, I mean, because we were just talking about that before, weren't we, Penny?
Yeah.
Let's imagine, what will laneways be this year? Is there a fashion, or is it? I find lately I've been finding the festivals a little bit homogenised.
Yeah, I think that too. I think it's like cut off shorts, kimono, fringed jackets. I think that trend's still going. The floral headdress. Thank God it's replaced the Indian headdress.
I don't like those Justin Timberlake hats.
What's a Justin Timberlake
just
hat?
Just a little one, you know, sort of.
Oh, you know, I think I do know what you mean.
Just like, oh, hey, it appears that you're rocking the hat today. You know, those hats.
Yeah, apparently, according
to... A hat that costs too much, so you can't lose it.
Yeah.
Or if someone took off with it, I got your hat.
But doesn't really shade you from the sun.
It's just a hat, you know?
Well,
it could just be my big head.
According to British Vogue, the bucket hat is...
Bucket hat's a good hat. That's
the hat.
That's the hat. The Gilligan.
I had a bucket hat at Burning Man last year. It was good until I lost it.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying vintage Fila, or you could go for sequined Miu Miu.
Vintage Fila. Who's saying that?
a British Vogue. But Zambezi's got one, and Kate Sylvester, and Karen Walker's got quite a frilly number, which is quite cool.
Frilly, a frilly kimono?
No, frilly bucket hat.
A frilly bucket hat?
Yeah, you've got. It kind of looks like a flower, like a, I don't know, one of those, whoops, big purple flowers.
That's not a bucket hat, that's a lampshade, isn't it?
Yeah. The other thing that they suggest is getting a belt bag, which is not to be confused with a bum bag or fanny pack.
Oh, I hope I don't. I seriously hope that I don't. I'm not ruining his surprise here, but my friend's found these. He's all big on the fanny pack, the bum bag. He's trying to bring it back, and he's found some that look like a big hairy stomach.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's, I believe he's buying those Christmas people, but it's
Oh my God, that's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny though, eh?
Well, Alexander Wang like brought the fanny pack back, but people were wearing it over their shoulders, so it's essentially a bum bag, but you just wear it like over a strap, as opposed, you know, over your shoulder as opposed to on your butt. But these belt bags are actually belts, and Gucci brought them out. They're pretty embellished, and they've got them big. Bag attached to the front of them.
That sounds like a bunch of ass.
Yep. other things they've said, wallpaper floral dresses, so ginormous 70s numbers, ponchos, and practical nylon cover-ups.
Practical's the word though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Practical for, you pace yourself, think of the sun, think of the shade, think of the rain, potentially in Auckland too.
They also suggest super-size earrings, which I would say no way, Halsey.
What's super-size earrings?
I don't know, but like, why would you want to jump up and down with ginormous earrings on? A, it's going to hurt, and if they get caught on something, ouchie.
Maybe you're just not so much jumping up and down when you're this worried about it. Maybe you're more so just presenting.
Yeah.
You know?
Just showing your face. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, look at my massive big floral... look at my massive big floral dress! My huge earrings! Just like in, what was it? British Vogue?
Yeah, just like
in British Vogue. Boom.
What I do agree with, though, is a parka.
Yep.
I've always
a parka? That sounds to me like a winter raincoat.
No, one of those like lightweight ones that, you know, is kind of like waterproof, but is also like light enough to carry around. You can roll it around in your bag, but it keeps you warm when you, you know, when the sun goes down.
What about emergency rescue blanket? Those crinkly tinfoil ones, something like that.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. All right, thank you, Penny.
Thanks.
Festival Fashion with Penelope Wah. See you this time next week.
Okay.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
I'll read out some of